Continuing with the article from Ellen Mikeson's Wood, A Manifesto for Global Capitalism? Quote, what would be the essential propositions of such a manifesto? A manifesto for capitalism. Just what Ira Jackson wanted. It would probably begin by insisting that the globalization of capital and the integration of the global economy have so transformed the world that the nation state has become a fiction. As capital flows have far outreached the borders and the powers of the state. And my interjection, this was a drumbeat in those Yale globalization pieces that we looked at a year or so ago during this show. Continuing, the world is now essentially ruled by the impersonal laws of the global market, and that's a con, my interjection, to the extent that capital flows and the movements of labor still require some regulation. We may need such supranational institutions as the World Trade Organization and the International Monetary Fund, but their role is to facilitate, not to dominate. To be sure, there are still a few flaws in the system, such as the disparity between rich and poor, but such problems will be solved not by resistance to global capital, not by less globalization, but on the contrary, by more. Those who resist the relentless movement of capitalist globalization are doing much more harm than good. And again, that's from Ellen Mikeson's Wood, A Manifesto for Global Capitalism. And I'm going to be posting the entire article on the page, Embracing Global Goals, Scope, and Action, Becoming Global Actors, Building Global Actions. And I'd appreciate feedback, and I'm saying that even though nobody ever gives me feedback except for that lovely book that time from Mr. Peary. But nonetheless, every time I look at that page myself, it never, you know how if you select a link, it turns purple, it's blue, and it's not. Every time I select it, the next time I come back, it's always blue again. And I don't know exactly what that means. As I said, I'm pretty naive about technology. But poses of nonchalance aside, the waking up of the indigenous has them shaken, these power guys. And I have to say, the perspicacity of Terrence Hopkins is impressive. Recall our quote from him in Palmer's chat, in which he placed his finger on the key problem power faces in their determination to arrest our building confidence and attempt to yet again meet it with suppression, which is the use of the nation state as a tool wielded from below. Scotland is the present case in point, and the ongoing uprising of the indigenous, ditto. You know, we're going to think deeply about this question of the nation state.